everybody. Welcome to the Bronze Medal Life. Welcome to your week. Welcome to your life. I hope that you are getting ready to have the best week available to you. I know here in the Twin Cities, it's been kind of snowy, so we're not super excited about that. Either way, I'm just so glad you're here with me here on the Bronze Medal Life podcast, thinking about how to shake off all of the drive for perfection that you felt probably for the majority of your life. And maybe you're realizing that good enough is good enough. It's okay to just be okay. The way that you're arriving today in your life is great, and we're just glad you're here, and you're going to put in your best effort, and that best effort may look better or worse than yesterday's best effort. In either way, that's okay. We're just trying to get the bronze medal. We're not gunning for the gold. Less pressure is better. So I've been thinking about this story from a few years ago in my life and how much it impacted me. And I'm hoping that if I share this story with you, it'll impact you a little bit as well. So really like high level background information about me. I have red hair, which is unique, I guess. I mean, there are a lot of redheads and we kind of spot each other, but it is a rare hair color. I think a single digit percentage of the world's population has red hair. And because I have red hair, growing up, a lot of people had a lot of opinions about what I could and couldn't or should and shouldn't do with my hair. So for example, when I was young, I wanted to dye my hair. And my mom said, absolutely not. You have red hair. You can't dye your hair. And so I didn't. And so that kind of like got into my DNA in this weird way of like, oh, the world gets to have an opinion about what I do with my hair, which is, I'm sure, I don't know because I don't not have red hair. I've never not had red hair. I imagine that everybody has a level of that. So, you know, pardon me if it is not just redheads that feel that pressure, but I always attributed it to the fact that I had red hair and that was, you know, somehow unique or desirable or whatever. Trust me, it's not that desirable because there's a dark side of having red hair too. You get teased a lot. I always like when I would go into my hairdresser, I would be really timid about asking for things that I wanted as I got to be an adult. I did want to dye my hair. I did want to try out different colors. I wanted to try out some funky cuts. And I would find that oftentimes I'd go to a hairdresser and I'd say, hey, I want to do this. And they'd go, oh, no, you can't. No. You don't want to do that. And then they would, I would say, no, I really do. And then they would try to play it safe. So I'd get like a halfway version of what I was asking for. Well, I finally found this hairdresser. His name is Jesse. Hello, Jesse. And Jesse works at a place where like they love to just push the edges of fashion and hair and all that stuff. So I said to Jesse, I want to do an undercut, like all the way around. I want to see what it's like to have this undercut. I've never been able to do something this drastic. So I'm sitting in his chair. He'd already dyed my hair. I asked him to dye my hair a color not found in nature. And he did. He did this like beautiful violet color, which I've been trying to get back to ever since. But he also, when I asked him, I said, will you do this undercut for me? He goes, yeah, I'll do whatever. I mean, if that's what you want. And I said, well, here's my question. Before you do it, before you get those clippers out, can I rock this? And he said to me the words that changed my life. He said, well, not with that attitude. And I kind of stopped short. Like, what do you mean not with that attitude? And he's like, well, if you're going to ask for permission to rock this, then if you're constantly asking for permission, you're not going to be able to rock this. Okay, I'm paraphrasing what he said. I bet that he would have a different story. But he was right. I was thinking about how often you try something new, whether it's something in fashion, whether it's something in your life, whether it's like a new skill or ability that you want to try out. And if you do it in a way where you're asking permission to do it, not literally, but like you're sort of timidly tiptoeing in and not really owning this thing that you want to do or try, you can't rock it. It's hard to rock it. You'll always feel like you're cosplaying, like doing the thing, right? You'll always not feel like it's the thing that you won't own it. But if you go into it knowing that you can rock it, believing you can rock it, believing that you can carry that thing or do that thing or show that thing about you, then you can. You are in the driver's seat of that. And that changed my life when he said that to me. I realized how many things I wasn't doing with confidence in my life, that I was sort of waiting for people to anoint me able to do. And it did change me, all because of a haircut, all because of a silly little undercut, which I did rock and I did love, and I had it for a few years. And then here's the story of the end of the undercut, just because I like to close the loop. You have to get those things, you got to get freshened up pretty regularly. And you can do them yourself. I don't know. I always trusted my hairdresser more than I trusted anybody else. This thing happened in 2019. Was it 2019 or 2020? There was a pandemic and we shut everything down. I suppose that was in 2020. And I thought, okay, all right. If I'm going to grow out my undercut, now is the time to do it, when nobody can see the awkward in-between phase. So I grew out my undercut in the middle of the pandemic because it felt like the safest and smartest time to do it. And I miss it sometimes. And I also don't think I'll go back to it, and not because I didn't rock it, but because honestly, the growing out was not my favorite part. So that's the lesson I learned from my hair, you guys. That's the story I'm telling you on this day, as you get ready to rock into your week and be your best bronze medal self. And just remember that you have everything within you to absolutely own who you are, and everybody else is so busy trying to be themselves, they're not thinking about you as much as you think they are or you want them to be. So with that knowledge, just know you are awesome just the way you are. And whatever that thing is that you're questioning or wondering if it's the piece that you want the world to see of you, you just own that, because you're awesome. You're doing great. Hey, would you do me a big favor? I would love to get the word out about this bronze medal life a little bit more. Tell a larger group of people about kind of the freedom and presence you can have in your life when you're not striving for perfection. So there's a couple ways that you can do that. You can share this podcast, if you like it, with people by just linking it on your social media. That would be awesome. Another thing that's super helpful for showing up for my podcast to show up for people is if you leave a review, preferably a really nice one that says, you don't even have to say words. You can just like hit the stars. You just like, yay, she's great. But if you would leave a little comment and tell people maybe some way that this podcast has changed your life, if it has, that would be great. But I just am glad you're here. So thank you for showing up today. Thanks for showing up in your life. And I'll talk to you again next week. And in the meantime, you are doing great.